You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's Sal Capaccio.
I make a special capaccio for you, right?
Yes. Oh, now that sounds really good.
Oh, you like?
Hey, get away! Get away from my wife with that!
What's the matter, carpaccio, no good?
What do you do now?
They don't like a carpaccio.
They like carpaccio.
Oh. On WGR.
I make a capaccio for you.
Sports Radio 550.
Correction, correction, correction. Treylon Burks is the 22 draft. And the next year, 23, the four guys in a row, Jordan Addison is the fourth guy.
Oh,
Burks
okay.
was the year before.
All right.
Sorry about that.
What number pick, what do you have it there? What, was he like mid? I feel like he was mid-round. Because what I just said to you off the air as the 18. Segment was starting was I think Burks might have been the first one, and then the other guys, I was connecting these two drafts together here, and then those other guys all went around the Bills pick because we were, of course, you know, occupying the wide receiver train even back then.
He was the 18th pick.
Different draft, right.
Of 22. Right. But he was the sixth receiver taken.
Oh, wow.
Right. Already.
Right.
That year.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Jameson Williams, Jahan Dotson, Treylon Burks, and who did I say? Oh, Drake London put on top of that list. He was the first at 108. So,
all right.
Yeah, there have been a lot of receivers in the first round. The Bills have not been one to partake. Keon Coleman, first pick of round two. Kincaid, first round pick as well. It's the closest they've come. Okay, Sal Capaccio with us now on the Wester Hotline. First day in pads for the Bills, but a lot of guys weren't out there, Sal.
Yeah, hi, guys. And by the way, that 2022 season, not drafted, Justin Ross. And he apparently has worked out for the Bills, from what I'm reading, just so you guys know.
Oh, really? He was Clemson. With Kansas City originally, mm-hmm. right?
Yep. Exactly. Several reports now coming out. As I'm just getting on with you guys, according to the Transaction Wire, Justin Ross has worked out for the Bills. So obviously, I would say this is maybe more to do with the bodies right now, but, you know, it's notable because it's a notable name. But, yeah, Elijah Moore has soreness. Caden Prather has a hamstring injury. Tyrell Shavers has a foot injury. Curtis Samuel has a hamstring injury. You're four receivers down. I mean, you can't have the same guys running all the reps all the time, you know. So a chance. And then Laviska Shenault just came back. So, you know, how much is he doing? So a lot of the guys out right now, and that includes those receivers. And then there's some more – you know, notable names. You want me to go through them real quick here. Here's who missed practice today. Let's see. Dawson Knox was activated, but he was still missing practice today. Dorian Williams still out. Cedric Van Pran Granger. Terrell Bernard. Dalton Kincaid with knee soreness. Tyler Bass missed practice today, and Spencer Brown is still out.
Right. Of all of those, we opened the show today, and like Mike he sort of asked, well, didn't sort of, he directly asked, did you rank these injuries by your level of concern? And I was like, No, not really, but no, wait, actually, let me admit that Kincaid is the one that scared me. So, like, I would have to say that's the one that, because it sounds like the same sort of thing, and it's just knee soreness. He didn't, you know, it's not a pull or, nothing serious, but it's just soreness, and it's only, you know, what, four practices into camp? I don't know. I'm a little worried about seeing that one this early on the list.
I would answer the same way. That would be mine as well. I think any time that you're talking about a player who had the knee injuries he had last year, the knee issues he had last year, and did not quite, you know, get to the level they wanted last year, get bigger, get stronger, all those kinds of things, and then suddenly you're talking about that, that's a concern. You know, Sean McDermott brought up a play, and I think he was talking about Kincaid, so I didn't know if he meant that Kincaid kind of got banged up on this player, but I was watching it yesterday. It was very scary. And I mentioned it on the morning show this morning, too, because it's so notable to me. Yesterday during practice, Dalton Kincaid was waiting for a ball to come down. He was kind of like near the sideline. It was maybe about 15, 20 yards downfield. He's waiting for a ball to come down, and as he's waiting for it there, because it was right near the sideline, he's just kind of like, gingerly getting. I'm sorry. My microphone. Sorry, guys. My microphone. I'm having a little issue here. Sorry. There we go. You guys got me now. Sorry about that.
Yep.
Okay. If that happens again, I might have to go conventional here, just so you know. All right. So Kincaid's waiting for the ball, and then Matt Milano is literally like running towards him from his linebacker spot, trailing kind of because he's in the front. Cole Bishop's coming from behind him. All three. We're talking Bishop, Milano, and Kincaid just kind of all collided pretty hard.
Did you tell the story with Nate Geary yesterday during his special Sunday coverage of training camp? Because I'm thinking, I heard all this. Where did I hear all this? I wasn't listening this morning. It was yesterday with Nate. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
That's exactly where I heard it or said it. And anyway, they were down. Matt Milano, actually. Milano was down for a very brief moment, and then he got up, and he walked over to, a couple of trainers like, yeah, I'm good. Well, anyway, McDermott brought that play up today, and I think he was bringing up when they were talking about Kincaid, and I just wonder if maybe he got a little banged up on that play.
Mm-hmm. Elena Getzenberg reports that not only Justin Ross, but Willie Snead is or was in for a tryout. How much do you know about what the calculus is with these kinds of things? So, sure, they don't want to go through a practice when they're down, four receivers? Or two or whatever the the breaking point would be there. You want to be able to run your practice. But guys who are, they haven't signed these players or Deion Kane Deion Kane
got signed, yeah.
Like, right. I'm trying to think of what would go through a guy like Willie Snead's mind. You know, like he's been a veteran. He's kind of on his way out of the league. Is it worth it for me to go there one day? I mean, I want to think just logically it says something about the severity of the injuries. But maybe it doesn't. And the sense I get on Elijah Moore and these other guys is they're, probably not long-term or anything like that. So I just wonder how the team decides basically on how many bodies they think they need for a given day or week.
Well, I think, first of all, there's a lot here to get on. So number one, how many did they decide? There's always a practice plan. There's always reps in place. How many guys we need to run these reps? How many special teams reps these guys take in? We're doing different special teams periods. They're going to be over here. They're going to be over there. Are we running, third down periods? Are we running two-minute offense, right? I mean, like, there's a plan, and then you're going to need guys out there. So you want to go that route. That's number one. Number two is, from the Bills' perspective, from any perspective, and I think we've talked about this before, guys, you always have to remember, when guys come in for workouts, it's not necessarily always because they're looking for a guy at that position. It's to get a little bit of a little bio on the guy in case you need something later down the road. Mm-hmm. Now, if you get to week eight, so you might bring in a defensive tackle right now for a workout. You might not need a defensive tackle at all. I always get, people say, oh my God, what's going on? Someone must be hurt. Well, no, it's because if you get to week eight and you need a defensive tackle, you got that guy that you just worked out, 10 weeks ago. So instead of bringing him in and not knowing anything about him, at least you have, hey, we knew he was ready to go. He knows the system. We've talked with him. You're really kind of just doing a lot of reconnaissance. And intel on a guy to be able to go get him if you need him a little bit later. That's another thing that you do. Mike, I can't answer you what the player thinks. I think everybody's different, right? I mean, look at David White. Did you guys see over the weekend? David White signed with the Bills. He had been with the Bills for briefly, I think, maybe in the summer. But anyway, David White Jr. signs with the Bills. He practices one day. And then the next day he's not out there, and then we find out he retired. You know, I mean, like, you never know. Do they want to play? Do they not want to play? A guy like Willie Snead may say, I really want to play. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he thinks there's an opportunity here. Maybe he thinks it's just my chance to start making some connections back in the league because I want to hook on with another team. So, you know, every player would be different in that regard.
We've got 14 receivers right now listed on the depth chart. That includes the recently signed Deion Kane. And four of them missed practice today. And that doesn't even include Chenault, who you made the right point about. He's just getting back, so how much could you really expect him to be doing on day one? And it's the day pads are going on. So they might have been down five receivers today, effectively. Yeah. Sure. Do they have enough guys? Probably. But you also probably don't want Shakir and Coleman and Palmer, you know, your top three guys doing more than they would normally be doing, right, because of the injuries. So you want to have just really placeholders, and that's maybe where guys like this come in.
Yeah, you don't want to, you know, when you look up, you're not going to necessarily see Shane Buechele throwing to Khalil Shakir and Keon Coleman, right? And if that has to happen, that's extra reps that those guys don't necessarily need, you don't want them to take, and that's an extra, you know, risk of them being injured in a situation where maybe you weren't going to put them. And then what are you doing with their bodies as well? Elijah Moore is general soreness. I don't know what that means, right? He left yesterday and he missed today. Great news on Tyrell Shavers, by the way, because I'm telling you, it was right in front of me and it looked bad. I mean, he caught a one-handed touchdown catch with Max Harrison on him. And Harrison, even when I was watching live, I said, man, maybe he should have let go a little little quicker. You know, it's one of those deals where a guy catches it and the defender's just, even though he knows he got beat, he still wants to kind of get the ball out of there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. At the very end. And he just did. It was just maybe a beat too long, I would say. And when Shavers came down, I saw him like just land awkwardly. I went, oh, and then immediately he dropped down. He grabbed his right ankle, grabbed his right foot. Athletic trainers came out. Now, Max Harrison, to his credit, he came right over to him. He was the first one there. He was talking to him. The rest of the team came over. We found out last night through Elena Getzberg of ESPN. She reported it, and then Sean McDermott backed that up today by saying basically that he's going to be fine. And, you know, he's just he should be back in a couple of days, basically, is what he said, which is great news. It did not look good.
Right. While we're on the receiver core, I know, go figure, we're talking about receivers on WGR.
Hey, that's the news.
Hey, shoe fits. Hmm. It sounded like Coleman had himself a day yesterday. I don't know about today. You can tell us about today. But maybe a light starting to go on more brightly there.
Yeah, good day today. I thought really good day yesterday. Nothing today to – actually, today, you know – there was a really good rep, one-on-one rep between him and Max Harrison today. And they were doing one-on-ones. And he just did a little stutter step in the line. And then he tried to take off down the sideline, left sideline from Josh. Josh puts it up. Keon, I thought, had a little step on him. But Josh didn't lay it out in front of him. What he did was he put it to a spot where, okay, Max Harrison's smaller. Keon's going to go up and get this, right? It wasn't like you run under it. It was more like, I'm just going to make it so you could just reach up and grab it. Well, as that's happening, he has to kind of just slow down subtly, and Max was beat a little bit, so Max kept going, and he kind of passed Keon, and Keon was able to just grab it at the high point there. And I think it was a good learning experience for the rookie too, right? You know what I mean? Like, he kind of just he wasn't in great position. It was okay, but he was already beat a little bit. But man, it was really nice to see a pretty football play between Josh and Keon right there. That was real, I think, understanding of what both wanted. And that's what you want to see from Keon Coleman. That's what we're starting to see, I think, from Keon Coleman out here with Josh Allen. To me, a lot of it's just really the timing with Keon Coleman and Josh Allen. That's just the kind of receiver he is. He's got to be able to run his routes to a spot where Josh Allen knows he is. He can't be indecisive there. He's got to do it right. He's got to be, you know, pretty precise. And I think I'm starting to see that more out here.
With Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, 14 receivers, some banged up, plus a couple more in for tryouts. Of course, you don't need any receivers when Christian Benford is playing, apparently, by what you've been reporting. He just basically makes all your receivers irrelevant.
Yeah, he was just fantastic today, guys. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, when we do this, I'm sure you guys might be the same way. You think, like, you go watch something, you're like, man, am I seeing this right? Is he that good? And I'm checking my colleagues, like, he's having a great day, right? Like, you guys aren't seeing something where he's getting beat where I'm not seeing it, and everybody was just raving about him. And I included several tweets from other media members in my story today just to exemplify that and show examples of how he really was terrific today. And you know what I wrote was that he's locked up for the next 5 years. He was locking down today, is what he was doing. I mean, these guys, they were not able to really do much. I mean, it wasn't every single time that he, you know, made every play in a one-on-one. He was out there a lot, and there was one time where him and KJ Hamler, they got into it and like really like into each other's face, or neck to neck, or face to face, or yelling at each other. I can't remember who won the rep. Like, it was just crazy. And so KJ Hamler's calling him out. He wants him again, but it wasn't his turn. It was Taryn. And then sure enough, they came back around, and KJ actually did win the next rep, but it was more like a really short route, you know, and I don't put it necessarily on Christian getting beat. It was just a really short kind of pass right there. That was really the only time I saw him get beat. Otherwise, Khalil did have a ball where it got him. It got to him. He had it. And Christian just stayed right with it and ripped it out before he got to the ground. And then after that, besides that, it was Lockdown City. I mean, Lockdown City. He just was all over everybody. And, man, I'm looking at the numbers on the extension today. I wrote about this. 4 years, $69 million. That's an average of $17.25 million a year. Guys, that number isn't even kicking in really until next year. I mean, it is part of the deal, right? It is. I get it. But that's the four-year extension. That's not even the fifth year. He has 5 years, really, because he's under contract this year. So you'd really kind of lower that thinking about it. And yet that is already only 19th in the entire league for corners.
Yeah, that might be an incredible bargain.
Incredible.
If he's going to play at the level where he's getting maybe all-pro consideration, which I don't think he's all the way there yet, but it seems like he's knocking on the door. He's getting mentioned as a top corner in the league.
What I like about Benford is, like, you see in the offseason especially, you see these rankings, and there was one that got some attention that he was not on, like a top 10 list or something, or even more. And, you know, Bills fans can get rattled by that, get upset about that. What I like about what PFF does, for one, is they don't care when you were drafted. They're just grading plays individually. And I think many of these sort of mass media kind of rankings.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Can't escape from the draft status. Like, that's always there. You're always a seventh round pick. Brady, Tom Brady at quarterback.
Or sixth in the case of Benford. But anyway.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm thinking Brady also sixth. It took him multiple Super Bowls before people like were all in agreement that he's actually good.
Right.
You know,
I mean, not just managing the game. It's not Belichick. It's this guy is great.
Yeah, and an Elam will get other chances. He's already in Dallas, and the Bills have moved on from him. I just feel like the grading process, it's not always perfect, but it's going to be objective.
Yep.
And other times, Benford might still, you know, in other cases, live it not in his contract anymore. The Bills believe, but live in the shadows of his draft status.
Well, the way I like to look at Christian Benford and what he's putting together for a career. First of all, I want to also mention, he's only 24 years old, by the way. Right? I mean, like, he's not even going to be 25 till September when the season starts. He's still a very young player in this league. The way I like to look at Christian Benford is, I think he truly is, and we say this about guys, I think Cole Bishop can fit this for the Buffalo Bills. But we say this about guys, and sometimes you kind of you can say it in a lot of different ways. It's like, yeah, okay, it makes sense because he's playing good for them. But truly, he is like the perfect fit for what the Bills want to do. You know, I mean, like you could put him in a lot of different places, and he might be really good. I don't think he's as good as he is here because of what they're asking him to do, what they want him to do, the type of system they run. He was a zone corner in Villanova. It's a big reason he won the job early over Kyer Elam, who that's not what he played, right, and how much we talked about that. And people would say, well, why'd they draft Kyer Elam? Well, if you're a good enough corner, you should be able to a lot of times transition.
Traits.
Right? And,
yeah,
exactly, and that didn't happen. But this kid didn't have to do that as much, right? So he walks in. He has that ability, has that knowledge base. He's a hard worker. We know that. He's super quiet. We know they love him off the field, everything about him, everything about his story, where he came from, how he had to grind to get to where he is. Right, but I mean, I really believe he's just the real, real perfect fit for what Sean McDermott looks for in corners. He's just the right physicality. He's just the right, you know, size, zone defense. I think all of that just checks all those boxes.
Is the box for best of training camp today going to be checked by all of this about Benford, Sal? Because I'll just read the sponsor. We can keep moving.
Sure. I would say he was the best of training camp today, right. Christian Benford.
That was brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Get a Northtown Engine Shield engine protection warranty on new and used vehicles. The pads came on today. Did you learn anything different from what you've been watching the previous four or five practices?
Anything different? Yeah, the O-line and D-line really wanted to get after each other in one-on-ones. I mean, that was I was watching it. I love that, man. I love watching it. I mean, Aaron Cromer was fired up to start the drill. I mean, he was getting ready, like, and the D-line coaches were getting ready, and you get those coaches like they're getting snarly, right? Because they're ready for one-on-ones with their group. And anyway, they get over there and we watch the players, and it was so funny. Like, there was some, I would say the O line did a really good job on the defense. Mostly a couple of defenders got in, you know, here or there for a couple of nice rushes, but you could hear guys talking. In fact, I remember at one point someone yelling, pads are on now, pads are on now. Like, yeah, you're not cutting bass just because we don't have pads on now, dude, right? Like, remember we talk a lot about that. Yep. That's why I say I don't evaluate O-line and D-line until pads. So, you know, you could hear people saying that. The chirping that went on, that was great. That's what I learned. They were itching to get after it, and they did. And then something I didn't have to learn, but it just confirmed my priors. I have been coming on here telling you guys about Matt Milano, mm-hmm. and he was awesome today.
I was waiting
Matt
to mention
Milano
him. Yep.
Was awesome today, and I'm telling you, if this guy stays healthy, look out for Matt Milano to be amongst one of the better linebackers in the league again.
I saw a clip of him corralling KJ Hamler on like a little swing or maybe even a wide receiver screen. I'm not sure what it was, but man, he just got there in a second. Yep. And I also thought Cole Bishop did a really good job at the point of attack on that play. I don't know if you're familiar with the clip I'm talking about, but he sheds a block from, I think it was Jalen Virgil, who was on him, and just is right there. If Milano doesn't show up to make that hit on Hamler, I think Bishop is right there to do the same thing.
That doesn't surprise me, because Cole Bishop has really, I think, started to grow here over the last few days. And Sean McDermott was asked today about Cole Bishop, and you know, Sean will generally praises all his players, right? This is what you do, and you're a head coach, and you know, he'll tell you sometimes, oh yeah, working really hard like everybody, and you know, wants this or that back. But like, how definitive Sean was about Cole Bishop today when he talked about his progress and how he looks should be encouraging to everybody. Like, I could see it. Like, I'm not noticing him a lot, and that's a good thing. You know what I mean? And he's around the ball and he's making plays, but you don't see him where you're like, oh, where was Cole Bishop there? And why did that happen? And how did that guy beat him? But Milano has been just fantastic out here. And it's great to watch. I think Matt Milano he's been a really great Bill. You know, I mean, he has a decade in this league, essentially close to it now. He's getting close to a decade, 9 years, right? This will be 9 years for him. This is his ninth year. Came in with Dion and Trey, and you think about that draft class, they're all here again, right? Matt Milano and Tre'Davious White and Dion Dawkins, and they come in with Sean McDermott, and you know, all these guys. Dion just got rewarded with a contract extension. Trey White might be the starter week one, and here's Matt Milano. I mean, that's pretty amazing to think about.
It is. What's the schedule for the rest of the week?
Yeah, tomorrow, 9:45 a.m. again. And then the team will have a day off on Wednesday. They'll come back on Thursday for another 9:45 a.m. practice. And then Friday's back in Orchard Park for the return of the Red and the Blue, the annual scrimmage or open practice, I should say.
Right. The Hall of Fame game Thursday night, Chargers-Lions. Yeah. And the Bills preseason opener is next Saturday afternoon, the 9th. All right, Sal, thanks for your time.
You got it, guys. Have a good one.
All right, that's our man Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline and his coverage, our coverage, of training camp at St. John Fisher University is brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor, when you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case, what's your outlet, by Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your Upstate Honda dealer today.
2017 draft, Sal was talking about that, Trey White, Dawkins, Milano, Trubisky.
Righto.
As well. Leonard Fournette was here. He was the fourth pick in that draft. Not in the league at the moment. O.J. Howard.
We'll always have O.J. Howard.
Corey Davis. Cup of coffee.
Yep.
A report that they were interested in Corey Davis last year, and then, nope, he's retiring.
Yep.
That's a drip of coffee. That's not even a cup of coffee. That's a sip of coffee. Corey Davis. 803-0550. Talked about Christian Benford. We'll do a little bit more of that. The injuries have piled up. What does it mean for Dalton Kincaid and the others? We'll talk about this as we continue after the update. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.